Happy New Year, and thanks for joining us for our second season. This is Lady V along with SD, and we are She Talks, Spreading Hope Everywhere Talks, the podcast, where it is our goal to inspire hope. You haven't tuned in by mistake. Today's topic, faith through the storm. So stick around for another life-changing discussion. Guys, this is SD, and Lady V and I wanted to start off our season two with a very important topic. It involves every area of our life, whether you believe it or not, and that is faith. So we're going to be talking about faith through the storm. And because it's a new year, we want everyone to be able to start off the new year in faith, knowing that when you use your faith in God, that you can do and achieve great things. So Lady V, why don't you take on over and let's talk about this faith through the storm.
So, you know, we see that in life, we all go through storms. And when I say of storms, you know, a lot of times people may think we're talking about a weather forecast. Mm-hmm. But in life, you know, these storms that everyone face, you know, you can relate to, there are storms that catch you by surprise. They are sometimes make you feel like you're going through a sea of sorrows. And mm-hmm. sometimes it feels like your world is crashing down. And, you know, consequently, you feel overwhelmed to mm-hmm. the point that you feel like you're drowning. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you may even get to that point of panic mode when you want to know what's next, what is about to happen in my situation. And, you know, you may feel like I've gotten into too deep in this storm of troubles. What can I do? Is there any hope? Mm-hmm. And the storms of life that, you know, we're speaking of could be like life-changing diagnosis, mm-hmm. a loss of income, relationship woes, loss of so-called friendships, you know, mm-hmm. Fear of failure. Maybe your bills are due, you have a lack of funds, or maybe you're starting a new business and you have some people that are telling you you're making a mistake, but mm-hmm. on the inside of you, you feel like this is something I'm supposed to do. And you are at that point where you're wondering, how do I go forward? Mm-hmm. How in every situation is, how do I go forward?
Right.
So we're addressing that today because, like I said, we all have storms in life. Mm-hmm. And you know, when that happens, we want that storm to be over. We're ready for the sunlight to come out. Mm-hmm. we're ready to see that rainbow, letting us know, all right, there's hope. Mm-hmm. So, you know, when we think about these things, you want to know, okay, how do you do that? Because so many times you've heard people say, you know, you don't have enough faith. Mm-hmm. Okay, so we want to address that. We want to address that situation about faith by just taking it through modern day situations. And then we're going to reel it back to the past where they suffered certain storms as well. Mm-hmm. Just different types of storms, but everyone goes through a storm. Mm-hmm. You know, I was the other day watching the testimony of this young woman, and she said she suffered from at a young age, she suffered from a diagnosis of severe endometriosis and polycystic ovarian syndrome. Mm-hmm. Now, she was told by the doctors, you know, as a teenager, it would be extremely difficult for her to ever conceive. So basically, they didn't give her any hope, you mm-hmm. know. And so, of course, you know, as she got older and she hadn't got married yet, you know, and of course, she hadn't had a child yet, you know, the chances were looking even more bleak. And the doctors wanted her to have surgery to remove her ovaries. But, you know, she refused. Mm-hmm. You know, she refused that recommendation. You know, she had that right to, you know, of course, you know, the doctors may look at it and say, you know, why would you refuse? This is it looks like the best scenario. But for this young lady, she had a promise from God. Mm-hmm. And in this promise, you know, he had given her a word in her spirit that she would one day give birth to a child from her womb. Mm-hmm. So, you know, just like anyone, you know, when the years went by, she hadn't got married. She was, you know, faced with those fearful thoughts. Wow, you know, if I don't hurry up and get married, have a kid, you know, have a baby, you know, I won't ever experience this. But it might make my chances, you know, even worse. You know, we all go through those doubtful moments where we know God has promised something to us in His Word or in mm-hmm. our spirits, and we're trying to hold on to it with everything in us, but everything on the outside looks like it's not going to happen, or it looks like total chaos. Mm-hmm. It looks like a big storm. It looks like a tsunami is coming at mm-hmm. you. Mm-hmm. So, you know, and when it's overwhelming like that, you know, it's normal to have thoughts of doubt. It's normal to, you know, hear opinions from others that are saying, you know, you may as well just give up. That's going to happen. But this is where the faith fight comes in at. It doesn't mean that you won't have moments where you will have doubt or moments where you have fear. You'll have those moments, mm-hmm. but it's how you handle that to step out of fear and into faith in order to truly see the promises of God come to pass in your life.
Right.
So just like the story of Abraham and Sarah, this young woman, she, you know, God reminded her, you know, even though her age was getting, you know, years were passing, she was getting an age, she hadn't gotten married, hadn't had a baby yet. He reminded her of the story of Abraham and Sarah and how he made a promise, God made a promise to Abraham that, you know, Sarah was going to conceive a son. She was going to conceive a child. And although she was well past in age and, you know, considered as a, having a barren womb, you know, this looked impossible so much to the point that, you know, Sarah laughed when she, you know, she heard about it. She laughed. She was thinking, you know, I'm too old for this, you know? Mm-hmm. And so in other words, you know, she well past, you know, she into the menopause stage, you know, mm-hmm. she in the stage where you just sit back and you just enjoying life. And it's like those kids days are over, having kids days are over. So she hadn't had a child. She was barren all this time to an older age. And just like this young woman that gave her testimony about doctors saying that she basically wouldn't have been able to conceive a child, she knew she had a promise of God. So she had to hold on to God's faithfulness mm-hmm. to Sarah and Abraham to mm-hmm. do it for them, because he did give them many children. I mean, he gave you know, Isaac, and then, you know, Abraham went on to have many more children. But the thing of it is, God reminded this young lady of her track record. Mm-hmm. And the track record was of his faithfulness, of keeping his promises. And long story short, God fulfilled his promise to this young woman. And at age 31, she did get married and she did conceive a child with her husband. Mm-hmm. All that is to say that God can do the impossible, right?
That's right. That's right. It's nothing too hard for him. And that's why we have to trust him. And some of you may think, you know, faith, I don't have faith. Mm-hmm. Yes, you do have faith. Mm-hmm. Because mm-hmm. let's think about it. If there's a chair, mm-hmm. we'll walk over and sit down in the chair. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, you're thinking, you know, what does faith have to do with that? Mm-hmm. You believe that chair is going to hold you, or you mm-hmm. wouldn't sit in it.
That's right.
Now, if you see another chair that one of the legs looks shorter than the other, mm-hmm. you're doubtful that that chair is going to hold you.
That's right.
So you're not going to sit in it mm-hmm. because you see and you realize, okay, that chair is not going to hold me.
That's right.
But if you think about it, we do stuff all the time mm-hmm. and it's because we have faith. Mm-hmm. We don't look at it that way. Mm-hmm. We have that trust mm-hmm. that thing, whatever it is, when we get in a car, mm-hmm. most of the time when we get in a car, we don't get in the car thinking that, oh, we're going to break down the side of the road, mm-hmm. or we're going to have a flat tire, mm-hmm. or the engine is going to work. Most mm-hmm. of us, when we go out to get in our vehicles, we stick the key in mash the button,
right.
Or you have an older car mm-hmm. where you stick the key in, you turn the ignition, you don't even think twice about
mm-hmm.
it.
Mm-hmm. And faith.
That's faith.
Exactly. And you also, let's think about it too, you also have faith that, let's look at nowadays, when you go to the grocery store, that you're going to come back home.
That's right.
You're not thinking mm-hmm. you're going to go and someone could be in the parking lot shooting people up.
That's right.
And you think when you send your children to school, you having faith that they're going to come back home. You're mm-hmm. not thinking, what, you know, somebody's going to go in there and shoot up, you know, the school.
Yeah.
I mean, you're having the faith that my kid, I'm sending them out of school, they're going to come back home. I'm going to the store. Mm-hmm. I'm going to work. I'm going to come back home.
And that's faith in action.
Yeah.
You know, even though we're talking about faith for, you know, other, you know, more difficult or things, you know. But still, if you think that you don't have faith and you're not using faith, you use faith all the time.
All the time. Everyone has a measure of faith. Mm-hmm. And then let's look at where the Word of God says, you know, fight the good fight of faith. Mm-hmm. All right. So we know it's not going to be easy.
That's right.
In this faith fight, it's going to take a lot of trusting in God and having confidence in God. And that's a battle in your mind when you're seeing situations around you looking like chaos, looking like a storm. Mm-hmm. And then you're thinking, okay, I feel like I'm in the middle of a hurricane. How am I going to survive this? Mm-hmm. You know, but the whole point of fighting the good fight of faith is you're remembering God, you're remembering his faithfulness to fulfill his word, his promises. And you are also trusting and having confidence in him that whatever your concerns are, he cares about them and he is going to take care of it. If you trust in him, he can show you. But if you start doubting and start thinking maybe he's forgotten about you, you know, you yourself are blocking yourself from even seeing what he's doing. He could be doing something right in front of you and you could be blocking yourself from seeing because you are thinking he doesn't care about you. Mm-hmm. When God cares and loves everyone.
Yes, he does.
So, you know, even like, you know, I was just talking about this young woman who, you know, had that diagnosis and was told she would not have children. And then God did give her a husband and she conceived a child with her husband. You know, down through the generations, just like the day in the past, the people that lived in days of old, they faced troubles just like this. They have faced storms of life just like this that caught them off guard. And, you know, I was like, you know, go to the word about this, you know, the word of God, and just sort of give you a biblical perspective, because in the Bible, you know, I look in, you know, Luke chapter 8, which talks about Jesus calming the storm. And if you're in Christ, you believe in Jesus, you have faith that Jesus is Lord. One thing, this is a good story to account that happened that, you know, you need to hang on to, you know. And the one thing about it is, in the story, and let me just break it down real quick. I'm not going to just read it word for word. But in the story, you know, Jesus was ministering to people. It was a great crowd of people. So he got on a boat to minister to them. They were all on the shore. And then there were other boats around. They were all listening to Jesus. Jesus being the type of I'm going to say he's God. He's the Son of God. He's been the type of loving person that he is. He wanted everyone to hear him. He wanted to be what he can pour into people. He always told parables. He always told stories because, for one thing, they were relatable to people. So, you know, that's why I'm feeling the need to tell you of what happened here in this account, because I believe it will be relatable to you even on today. So he's on this boat. Then, you know, he's ministering, teaching the people that came to hear him. All kinds of people, all walks of life. They were not called Christians back then. Right. You know, at that particular time, they were not called Christians yet. But they were people that were following him. They had heard of him, his love for everyone. And they wanted to hear what he had to say. Mm-hmm. And so after he finishes teaching and talking to everyone, he tells his disciples, okay, let's go and cross to the other side of the lake. So they are in this boat and they're starting out. You know, Jesus goes in the stern. He takes a nap. Now, this is very important. Let's pay attention to this. Then a storm comes up. The word God said it was a fierce storm. Okay. Mm-hmm. It was kind of like a whirlwind. Some translations say it was like a whirlwind that you see out in the sea. You know, it's spinning around in all these waves, these huge waves were pouring water into the boat. The winds were, you may as well say like hurricane force, gale force winds, rocking this boat. And Jesus is asleep. Okay, I'm going somewhere with this.
Go.
So he was asleep and his disciples are panicking. They're in a panic. We do that in life. We get in a panic when something starts to happen. Mm-hmm. We're like, Jesus, do you see what's happening in my life? Do you see what's going on? Meanwhile, like I said, Jesus is asleep.
Yeah.
He's sleeping peacefully while the disciples are in a chaotic panic. Mm-hmm. They're in great fear and they are wondering, do you care? They're going to wake him up. Jesus, do you care that we are perishing? We about to die. Wake up. Why are you still asleep? Don't you hear these winds? Don't you feel the boat rocking? Don't you hear the water gushing in? And Jesus just stands up calmly. He tells the storm to be still, be quiet. He speaks to the wind, be quiet, be calm. Now, then he looks at the disciples and he's basically saying to them, you know, Why are y'all in fear? Where is your faith? Why are y'all not trusting me? Where's your confidence? You know, you've been walking with me. You don't have any confidence in me. Mm-hmm. You don't trust. Where is that confidence? Where is your faith? Now, I'm going to go back to the where is your faith question. That does not mean they did not have faith.
Right.
That just means that they, for a moment, mm-hmm. were so focused on the chaos that was going on, the storm that was going mm-hmm. on, that they forgot that the God that is the God of all, it was laying there resting on the boat. This is where I'm going with this. Mm-hmm. Jesus was resting because he is God. Yes. He expected them to trust him.
Yes.
He expected them to have enough confidence in him to know that he loved them so much. He wouldn't dare let them drown. I don't care what was facing them. He wouldn't have dared let them drown.
And the thing of it is, he owned the boat too.
He owned the boat too. Exactly. If he won't worry, why would they worry?
Why would they worry?
And that's how Jesus wants mm-hmm. us to look at situations when they look beyond our control. He wants us to remember he is on the boat with us.
Yes.
He has not left us. He hasn't forgot about us. He hasn't jumped off the boat and say, see y'all, bye.
Right.
You know, let's think about when you see in the news when these different cruise lines, if the boat turned, then they say the captain done got off the ship and left.
Uh-huh.
You know, Jesus didn't do that.
No, he didn't. He didn't leave.
He didn't do that. He didn't leave. He was right there sleeping, resting, peaceful, because he was like, I got this. Why are y'all worrying? I'm with y'all. You know?
And by the way,
uh-huh.
we have a design in our online store that says, I'm so glad Jesus is on my boat.
Yes, yes.
And go check it out.
Yes, yes. And that's an awesome, you know, thing to remind yourself of. If you're believing in Jesus, just know because you have faith in him, because mm-hmm. you believe in him, he's like, I got you.
Yes.
You know, no matter what you face, I am with you. So when he says this to his disciples, where is your faith? Where's your trust in me? Where's your confidence?
Mm-hmm.
He's basically saying, listen, y'all don't know me by now.
Right.
Y'all don't know that I care about you all by, you don't know that I love you by now.
Right.
You know, in a sense, when he said that, they said, who is this man that he could control, could calm the wind and the waves? They mm-hmm. obey him. Who is this man? They were seeing the man, but they forgot he was also God.
Yes.
So that's where we, again, as Christians, we have to remember that Jesus is the Son of God, and he's mm-hmm. also God in
yes.
the flesh, come to the earth to reconcile his children, to his people, back to him.
Mm-hmm.
Now, for those that may not be Christians or may not believe this story, let me break it down like the SD was breaking it down about sitting in a chair and you having faith for that.
Mm-hmm.
People can see those crop designs just show up.
Come on,
and
lady.
And it automatically says, it got to be aliens. They haven't seen one.
Right.
Not that they know of that, because angels can appear in human form and, you know, they're alien to this earth.
Yes.
You know, they haven't seen one. But they can believe in aliens, but they refuse to believe in a God that would love his creation so much mm-hmm. that he would get into a human body
yes.
in order to come and suffer through things that they suffer through.
Come on, lady.
And come out and deliver us and take on punishments that we deserve for our wrongdoing so that we would not have to take on those punishments mm-hmm. and suffering, just so that we could be reconciled to a life with him in eternity.
Mm-hmm.
And people can't believe that. That's what baffles me. But they can believe in an alien being that they have never seen, but they have heard people say there is aliens, you know, out there. They can believe that, but they don't want to believe God. I don't understand that.
Mm-hmm.
Who do you think tells the ocean to stop at a certain point and not come all the way on the
uh-huh.
on the shores when you're enjoying that nice beach weather?
That's right.
Who do you think is when a house is in the midst of a storm and all the houses around it are torn apart, that one house is untouched, and you might want to blame God for the houses that were torn apart, but how do you explain the one house that wasn't touched?
Yeah.
You know, mm-hmm. God is not the author of destruction. He's the author of life.
That's right.
You know, the devil comes to kill, steal, and destroy. And mm-hmm. so when those storms come into your life to kill, steal, destroy, to distract, to take you off your path that mm-hmm. God has for you, what we have to remember is that God is the God of love, and he loves us so much that no matter how small or large the concern is, no matter how small or large the storm appears to be,
mm-hmm.
he says, I am with you on the boat. I am with you in the storm.
But you have to believe that.
You have to believe it.
And if you choose not to believe it, then he's not going to force himself on you.
Absolutely.
He wants you to come to him willingly. Mm-hmm. He wants you to have faith in him, have faith in Jesus willingly. Mm-hmm. But if you don't, then you're on your own.
Exactly.
So why would you want to be on your own when you have a loving Father that if you just call upon him, call upon the name of Jesus, help me, Lord. If you want his help, it's there for you. And he'll help you through any situation. But you have to make up your mind. You have to make the decision that I'm going to trust you, God.
That's right.
I'm going to trust that Jesus is in my boat.
That's right.
And as long as he is there, everything is going to work out.
That's right.
So if he's not worried, you don't need to be worried.
That's right. Exactly. Because the thing of it is, I even go back to what Jesus told the disciples in the very beginning, before they began this journey on this boat. He said, let's go to the other side.
Yep.
Let's cross over to the other side. So he, out of his mouth, basically said, this is what we're going to do. We're going to go to the other side.
That's
now,
right.
He didn't say we might encounter a storm on the way.
Uh-uh.
He didn't say that. But there's always that possibility that a storm on your route to where Jesus is trying to take you, there is always the opportunity for a storm to arise. Because again, the devil is real.
Yes.
If you don't want to believe in that, then all I can say is look at the state of the world today.
Yes.
All of the destruction, all of the hate. God is a driving force of love, not hate.
That's right.
Anyone that's operating in hate is not operating in the love of God. They don't know God. So again, Jesus wants us to remember that he loves everyone.
That's right.
And if you just have faith in him, that faith in him is going to go a long ways, because you're going to see him do things that you would never have imagined him doing.
But it is a fight.
It is a fight.
That's why it says fight the good fight of faith.
Exactly.
Because it is a fight. Now, you may be crying.
Mm-hmm.
You may be, you know, furious, angry, all that, but if you still hold on to, I'm going through these emotions, but I have the victory.
That's right.
And I am coming out on the other side. He said, let's go to the other side. That means we're going to get to the other side. Because he with us, we're going to get to the other side. But if you give up when those storms of life come at you, that's not his fault.
Exactly. Exactly. And keeping the faith means you're trusting when you don't understand.
Yeah.
You're trusting when it doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
You're trusting when people say, you crazy for believing that. Are you crazy if you think you're going to come out of a cancer diagnosis into life? That's many people that have gotten a bad diagnosis that also received healing, that believe God for the healing and received healing.
Yes.
They have faith in Jesus and received the healing.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I know there's some people that be like, well, what about the people that believed in Jesus and they died anyway? I'm going to say this. You don't know someone's walk.
That's right.
You don't know if someone says, I'm tired of living like this. Some people, when they leave from here, they're tired of the pain.
Yes.
They're tired of the suffering. They're tired of watching their family suffer.
Mm-hmm.
So they secretly could be speaking to God and saying, you know what? I don't want to put them through this. And I don't want to keep going through this. And they may secretly say on their own, I'm ready to go. So you can't say that God took them, because everyone that God took, again, Elijah and Enoch and even Jesus, when God took them, they ascended on high. They were alive. They were not dead. God don't have to kill you in order to get your attention. He don't have to kill you for you to be healed. That's not the way it goes. I remember someone that I went to church with that means a lot to me. She means a lot to me even today. And this is what, you know, baffles my mind, you know, when you see people or hear people when they get a diagnosis, they think God put them that on them.
Mm-mm.
You know, that disturbs my spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to tell you, you know, when I heard her say that, you know, she wanted to be close to God, and therefore, next thing you know, she goes to the doctor, she gets this cancer diagnosis, and everything in me cringed.
Yeah.
Because she thought that the her making a prayer that she wanted to be closer to God meant that he would bring a storm in her life of cancer.
Right.
That's not true.
That's not true.
That's just not true. Because the thing of it is, God wants you close to him, but he ain't got to make you sick to get close
no.
to him. All you got to do is come. He knocking on the door
yes.
wanting you to say, okay, can I come in? I like how Pastor Mike Todd said that in that sermon that I heard him speak. You know, when he said, Jesus is knocking at the door.
Yes.
And he's just saying, you know, can I come in?
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you're like, I ain't got time, Jesus, he's going to be like, okay, I'll come back tomorrow.
Uh-huh.
I like how Pastor Mike Todd said that.
Mm-hmm.
Because and he's a super amazing pastor for this generation.
Yes, he is.
Because, you know, he's youthful and he is relatable and he can reach people that some people will not
never
be able
reach.
To reach.
Uh-huh.
And the reason that being because he understands the love of God. He
yes.
has a relationship with Jesus. And when you have a relationship with Jesus, you realize God is not putting sickness on you. God is not putting trouble on you.
That's right.
He's not bringing trouble your way to guide your path. He knows the trouble going to come. So he already has a plan to reroute.
Yes.
He is that GPS to say, I can reroute. When
yes.
this happens, I can reroute you on the path I had intended for you
yes.
in the first place. But we have to trust God, just like the disciples needed to trust Jesus. Then when Jesus says, we're going over here, that means Jesus said, I have a destination for you, and I'm going to get you there.
Yes.
No matter what comes your way, I'm going to get you there.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't have trust in me and confidence in me, how do you expect me to get you further along in your walk with me? How do you expect me to show you more
mm-hmm.
if you can't believe me in the little?
Yeah.
So, you know, if God could trust you with the little, he could trust you with much.
Mm-hmm.
So when the little storms come, okay, you get through that. Okay, he said, okay, when the big storm comes, I know he's going to get through that storm because they're going to look to me.
Yes.
They're going to keep looking to me.
Yes.
Now, the disciples had, when that storm came about, they had a walk, went in the room where Jesus was, in the stern where Jesus was asleep, and said, Jesus, the storm is happening. I know you know what's going on. All I'm asking you to do, can you come and speak to the storm and get it to stop?
Mm-hmm.
Now, we know that Jesus could speak to any situation.
Yes, he can.
You know,
yes.
whether it's sickness, it is paralysis, whatever. There's so many examples and testimonies in scripture, in the word of God, that Jesus spoke to someone's situation and everything changed.
Yes.
Now, he won't speak to it if you won't allow him.
That's
again,
right.
He's knocking at the door saying, let me be in your boat. Let me be in your heart. Let me be in your life because I want to direct it. I want to be with you when you go through the storm so you can know you can get through the storm.
Yes.
It says, yea, through I walk through the valley of death, I will fear no evil. Why are you not feeling no evil? Because if Jesus is with you, you don't have to fear evil. He's greater than evil.
Yes.
He's greater than the enemy. God
mm-hmm.
is great. He's always greater. Remember, the devil is a created being.
Yes.
He is not God. He
That's
wants
right.
to be a God,
yeah.
but he will never be God.
Mm-mm.
Because God is a God of love. The devil don't have no love in him.
Mm-mm.
He's there to try to trick and cause destruction and cause people to think that their storms are caused by God when they are not.
No.
God is a loving God. He don't want anyone to perish. That's why he sent his son Jesus to die on the cross, to take the sins of the world, to take the punishment of the world, so that when we each die one day, and some of us may not, because Jesus may come back before you die,
That's
but for
right.
those that do die, those of us that may die before Jesus returns, when we stand before God, we want to stand before God knowing we believed in Jesus. We have faith in what he did on the cross for our sins, and he's going to know you by name, be like, come on in. Come on, come on, Destiny, come on in. Come
mm-hmm.
on, John, come on in. Come on, Peter, come on in.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm going to go even further. Come on, Kanye, come on in.
That's up.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, he's going to call in whoever believed in him, whoever has faith in Jesus. God is going to he's going to know who they are.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, their name is written in the book of life because you're the ones that have faith in Jesus. So, again, when the storm comes, don't blame God.
That's right.
No, man, God, he loved you. He's the one that's going to help you get through the storm. And not only that, he's the one that can calm the storm.
That's right.
So that's what we need to remember when you're going through the storm. You know, and since I brought up Kanye, let's talk about that. You know,
mm-hmm.
the storm he's going through facing with believers, that with Christians that say they love God, but then they're condemning him for him lifting the name of God.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this is a storm that I feel like is surrounding him. He's saying, I love Jesus.
Uh-huh.
He's saying Jesus is King. He is Lord.
Uh-huh.
That is the truth. He
yes.
is speaking the truth.
Yes.
So to have people come against you when you are doing something that to them doesn't make sense,
mm-hmm.
you have to keep having faith and say, I trust in Jesus that he's with me. I'm
mm-hmm.
walking with him. So therefore, I don't care what is facing me.
Right.
I'm going to keep on trusting Jesus no
mm-hmm.
matter what.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how God wants us to be, no matter what the storm is, no matter if people with you today and not with you tomorrow
mm-hmm.
because of whatever reason, or they don't go along with your belief, it's okay if they don't want to believe the same way.
That's
it's
right.
okay if they can't see what believing and having faith in Jesus means. It means love, it means trust, it means confidence, it means peace, it means calm. Peace in the jail cell, okay?
Yes.
Jesus can give you peace right in the midst of the jail cell. And you might say, how does that happen? I got another story for you. And this one is one that I heard from the brother of this man that was an inmate. This man had been out in the street into drugs, drinking, I mean, some of everything, all kinds of stuff you can think of this man was in. And then, because he was in his drugs and dealing and drinking all this stuff, he ended up getting arrested. Mm-hmm. Okay, so he goes to prison for a time. While he's in prison, his testimony is he had an encounter with Jesus. Okay, this is his story why he's sent into jail. He had an encounter with Jesus. And so, of course, you know, people, when he finally got out of jail, out of prison, you know, people were thinking that he hung with, probably thinking, you ain't changed. What you talking about? You changed. But this man started preaching. Mm-hmm. He started preaching Jesus because he was saying, I know my life changed. He did not go back to drugs, drinking, none of that stuff he was doing for, he didn't go back to. But what he did was he went back to the community and he started to preach. And they saw for themselves this was a changed man. Was mm-hmm. he perfect? No. Mm-hmm. But he was not who he used to be.
Right.
And Jesus can do that for you. Like I said, no matter what the storm, no matter what the issue, no matter what surrounds your life that you feel like is chaotic, Jesus, you believe and have faith in Jesus, God is not a God that will disappoint.
That's
God
right.
is a God that will show up on time every time. And you ain't ever got to worry about, does he know that you are in that storm?
That's right.
He knows you're in the storm. And if you believe in Jesus, he says, I am with you in that storm. And even if you don't believe me yet, I'm going to still keep knocking and say, hey, I want to be in your life.
Because yes.
I want to show you love and I want to show you the way to walk through this life and get through this life without letting life take you out because That's of right. life's issues.
That's right. And it reminds me when you were talking about Kanye West,
mm-hmm.
Erica Campbell, the other half of Mary Mary,
mm-hmm.
On her radio show,
mm-hmm.
she spoke about Kanye as she went to one of his Sunday services.
Yeah.
And some of her fans were, you basically, putting her down
uh-huh.
or saying, I can't believe you believe what he's doing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just another gimmick. And basically all mm-hmm. of that, you done fail for it and mm-hmm. all this stuff. And Erica said something very powerful. She said, check your heart.
That's right.
She said, because if you are Christian,
mm-hmm.
why do you have a problem
mm-hmm.
with him lifting up the name of Jesus?
That's right.
That's what we want.
Mm-hmm.
We want the world to know about Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
We want the world to know about the name of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
So check your heart.
Mm-hmm.
Because if there is any malice in his heart,
mm-hmm.
God knows and God will handle that.
Mm-hmm.
But what about your heart?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
This man is lifting up the name of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Church people, mm-hmm. leave him alone.
That's right. That's right. That's right. Let him continue to honor God. Because the thing of it is, when you've had an encounter with Jesus, that's not an encounter you will ever forget.
That's right.
And like I said, if it's someone that, you know, maybe I've heard a guy that I went, you know, that I knew back in the day that he was a Christian. And then next thing I know, he was believing in something else crazy. And I call it crazy because it just, it didn't make sense to me.
Mm-hmm.
So,
And you have a right to your opinion.
Yeah, I have a right to my opinion. But the thing of it is, it's like what he was believing was something that was kind of demonic now.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and I know some people might say, well, you know, you might have believed in Jesus, but now you don't turn to something else. Well, I question, do you really know him? Did you ever really know
right.
him? Because if you ever have an encounter with Jesus, that's not something you're going to forget.
Uh-uh.
You know, Apostle Paul used to be Saul, and he used to persecute Christians back in, you know, back in the day in the Bible. It tells him how, you know, he was persecuted. He was throwing them in jail. You know, was causing them getting killed. He caused Stephen getting stoned to death. He was right there and witnessed that. But then God, he had an encounter with Jesus on the road to Damascus. And when he did, when he had that encounter with Jesus, his whole life turned around. Then
mm-hmm.
he started preaching Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
So to say that someone cannot be changed in an instant, I'm going to tell you, God could change someone in the blink of an eye.
That's right.
You know, because one thing about it, like I said, if you ever encounter Jesus, you will never forget that moment. And you will not ever want to go back to from where you were.
That's right.
You will never want to go back. Because mm-hmm. the thing is, you realize the love that's in his eyes, the love that's in his words, the love that's in his heart.
Mm-hmm.
It has nothing to do with judgment. So he didn't come to condemn the world.
Mm-hmm.
He came to save the world.
Yes, yes.
So for anyone that would condemn anyone like Kanye that's lifting up the name of the Lord, I say like SD said, stop condemning that man.
That's right.
Let that man lift up the Lord Jesus and introduce other people to Jesus.
That's right.
Obviously, he has met with the Lord.
Yes.
Because if he hadn't, there's no way he could be at the point where he said, I don't care what y'all think.
That's right.
You ain't not going to make me denounce Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to keep on believing in Jesus. And the reason why we got on this because we want to make it clear. storms come to all of us. Whether you up today and then tomorrow, everybody against you. One day, everybody for you, then everybody against you tomorrow. But that's okay, because if you got Jesus with you, you gonna get through it.
That's right.
Not only you gonna get through it, you gonna thrive. And God gonna prepare a table before you in the presence of all your enemies. And they're gonna see where God take you. I still go back to Tyler Perry. I'm sure Tyler Perry, when he was living his car, he might have had some haters that didn't believe in his dream or God had put in his heart to do. But you look at that man of God right now. That man of God is doing great things for the kingdom of God. He's doing great things to help people. He's giving jobs. He's doing a lot of things that some people had never done.
That's right.
So what I can say to this is, you don't know someone's story.
That's right.
And you don't know someone's journey.
Right.
But one thing about it, if someone believes in Jesus, Jesus is on that journey with them.
That's right.
And he's the only one that can clear the storms, get them through the storms. And if you believe in Jesus, just like Tyler Perry believed in the Lord and the dream he put in, God put in his heart, and God carried it forth.
Yes.
And every time you hear Tyler Perry talking about his success, you think about how he always looked at the name of God, because I'm sure when he was living in his car homeless, that was a storm.
That's right.
He was facing a storm. When people weren't showing up in the very beginning, when he was doing his first plays, that was a storm he had to battle through. I heard his testimony. He was talking about, he was crying to his mother, because he was wondering, should he just stop?
Yeah.
But then when God pushed him further to keep on trusting, then next thing you know, everything, he blew up. He blew up, and then he started doing phenomenal things in this earth. So all I can say is, when God is in it, when Jesus is in it, when Jesus is in your boat, no matter what storm come your way,
that's right,
he could take you to the other side, and he will get you there, so you don't have to doubt.
And he can use people.
Yes,
he can use people, because there was, Tyler said that at that particular time when he was going to give up, it was somebody God had placed in his life that told him, you know, don't give up. Don't give up. Continue to trust God. Continue to have faith in what the promise God had put in you. He said, and on the moment he was going to give up, the Holy Spirit told him, go look out the door. He walked out the door, and they were lined up around the block. But if he had given up, it's no telling what could have happened.
That's right. That's right. And like I said, him, in the beginning, being homeless, living his car, because he was trying to do what he believed in his heart God wanted him to do, to me, that was his storm.
Yes.
That was his tsunami.
Yes. You know. Yes.
But if you look at him now, because he continued to have faith in God, he continued to trust in Jesus, he is where he is today, and he has affected millions of lives.
That's right.
And I can say, you know, we bring up Kanye again. Him affecting and introducing Jesus to millions of lives, I ain't mad at that.
I ain't mad at that.
I said, go on, Brother Kanye. Keep on doing what the God is using you to do, because you will reach audiences that would never step foot into a church building.
Right. That's right.
And God wants the whole world to hear the gospel of Jesus. He wants to hear the good news that Jesus is Lord.
Yes.
He wants them to hear that. So people have got to hear it some way or another.
Yeah.
And all I say is, kudos to Kanye. Kudos to anyone that want to lift up the name of the Lord Jesus. I ain't mad at you.
Amen.
I said, keep on going, and I will see you in paradise when the time comes, when
That's
Jesus
right.
comes.
Right.
Because then we got to sit back and think, you know what? Trusting in Jesus paid off. And anyone that does not believe in Jesus, all I'm going to say is, you ain't got nothing to lose but to try him.
That's right.
You got nothing to try him. Say, Jesus, I'm going to try you. You know, everybody talking about you. Let me try you.
That's
try
right.
him and see for yourself.
That's
Don't
right.
go on somebody else's
That's
opinions.
Right.
Don't go on my opinion.
That's right.
Try him for yourself.
That's right.
And see what God will show you, because I promise you, he will not ignore when you open the door.
That's right. Woo, that was good, Lady V.
So, and you know, you got anything else, SD, or you gonna close out?
Look, I'm trying to let that marinate just a little bit.
Glory to God on that one, because I'm trying to tell you, we both know God loves everyone that
yes,
much.
He does.
He doesn't want anyone to perish. That's why he sent Jesus. He wants us to have faith in Jesus. It's just that simple. Have faith in Jesus. And not only that, when you read the word, you learn about him. You know, if you, like I said, if you were brought up in the church, you hear some people, they were like, I ain't going back to church. They would have been brought, they would have been took to their grandmama church back in the day. They had all these rules and regulations, reading out of King James Version. They might not understood it. Okay, we got easier versions nowadays.
Yes,
easier versions, translations of the Bible. So you can read, and it can give you a more understanding. And then, you know, you can grasp what it's saying to you. But I challenge anyone to, you know, if you got to go in a Barnes and Nobles mm-hmm. and go in the reading section and find a easy read Bible.
Holy Bible,
whether it's a New International,
mm-hmm. New Living,
the Amplified, Passion. The Passion Translation. Open up, go to the book of John. That's in the New Testament. Read a little bit about Jesus. Mm-hmm. And you tell me for yourself that whether or not you see anything in there about judgment, what you're going to see in there is it describes and introduces you to who he is.
Yes.
And that's what the Word of God is about. Introducing you to the God that is the God that loves all.
Yes.
You know, introduce you to Jesus. Jesus loves you. If you have any doubt whatsoever, God loves you so much, he sent his son
yes.
to come to this world to be a part of what we are a part of, to share life with us, to
yes.
walk through life with us, mm-hmm. to walk through storms and to calm those storms
yes.
for us. So don't ever doubt.
Mm-hmm.
Just have faith.
Have faith.
Try Jesus for yourself. Let him in. Invite him in.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and see what happens.
Mm-hmm. And again, do not let anyone tell you don't have enough faith.
That's right.
Because you don't see it right away, whatever it is you're going through,
mm-hmm.
because you don't see the victorious side of
mm-hmm.
that yet,
mm-hmm.
as Dr. Creflo Dollar has said, mm-hmm. keep your faith on the field.
That's right.
Don't pull your faith off the field. Leave
mm-hmm.
it out there.
That's right. That's right.
And just continue to thank God that it is coming to pass.
Uh-huh.
Because if you stop holding on to your faith
mm-hmm.
and you just let it go, then of course you're not going to see it.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to continue to hold on to your faith
mm-hmm.
and through tears,
mm-hmm.
I mean, through all types of emotions, like I said earlier,
mm-hmm.
anger, frustration, and all of that. But then you remind yourself, look, Jesus is in my boat.
Mm-hmm.
He is not worried.
Mm-hmm.
He is not worried about this. He said, cast all your cares
mm-hmm.
upon him.
Mm-hmm.
Cast the care
mm-hmm.
and sit back and watch him do what he does best.
That's right. That's right.
And that is, things mm-hmm. make all things new.
Mm-hmm.
He makes everything victorious
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
when you place it into his hands.
Mm-hmm.
He is the potter.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
So let the potter do what he does best.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that's form and mold
mm-hmm.
his clay into the perfection that only he can do.
Mm-hmm. 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 And that's why we don't quit when the storm comes.
Mm-hmm.
We don't quit. Quitting is not an option. Giving up is not an option.
Mm-mm.
When those thoughts come, which I call fiery darts, that's why we have to keep the shield of faith. We think in reading the scripture, it speaks about the whole armor of God.
Mm-hmm.
Because the shield of faith is a part of that armor.
Yes.
Because the devil brings fiery darts. That is thoughts that come against whatever God is trying to do. Thoughts to make you give up. Thoughts
mm-hmm.
of destruction. The devil, those little fiery darts. But quitting is not an option. You have to cast those thoughts aside. I mean, push them aside and start thinking, I'm going to have faith in Jesus.
Yes.
Jesus is on the boat with me. This
mm-hmm.
storm is not going to take me out.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus is going to speak the storm. I'm just going to speak to Jesus about
yes,
the storm.
Yes,
that's
yes,
what we do. We
yes.
start to say, we cast those cares. So the thing of it is, Jesus said in his word that he's with us always,
mm-hmm.
even until the end of the earth.
Yes.
So he's knocking at the door. If he's knocking at the door of your heart right now, all I can say is, let him in.
Let him in.
Said Jesus, come in. Come into my heart. You know,
mm-hmm.
I want you to be my Lord and Savior.
Mm-hmm.
And when you say that simple prayer, Jesus will come in with you. He will walk with you. And our prayer for you is this, that you will see God do exceedingly and abundantly above all you can ever ask or think.
If you haven't already, go ahead and subscribe so that you can stay plugged into another hope-filled discussion. For this week's show notes, go to spreadinghopeeverywheretalks.com/S2E1. While you're there, follow and like us on social media. Sign up for my SD's list of 10 must-read books for positive outlook, spiritual enlightenment, and brain health. Check out Lady V's weekly devotional episodes. And if you like merch with positive messaging, go on over to our online store. Join us next time on She Talks, Spreading Hope Everywhere Talks, where we are letting our light shine through faith, hope, and love.